This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, February 5th. God's word for you today is pick a fight. Our scripture reading is taken from Galatians 6, verse 9, and it says, "Let us not get tired of doing what is right, for after a while we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't get discouraged and give up." The battle between what is right and what is easy is the battle between short term and long term. If we don't get discouraged and give up, the battle is usually between shortcuts and paying the price. If we don't get discouraged and give up, that is where the battle is. Have you ever picked a fight, or when last did you pick a fight? Growing up, I was always picking fights. Even if there is no fight, I will go and look for one. Then I will pick it and fight it. I will go and look for who has been oppressed even back then. For instance, at lunchtime, I see a junior student crying, and when I ask why, he says some other student took his lunch. Let's go. I find them, beat all of them, and give the boy their own lunch. And they must stay and watch him eat everything. I liked picking fights back in the day. Sometimes unreasonable fights. What are you going to fight for? Why am I asking you this question? What matters in your life so much that you are willing to pick a fight for this year? When you pick the right fights, your light shines brighter. I will start you off with some things you need to pick fights for this year. What are you going to fight for? Are you going to fight for better health? Are you going to stop eating at midnight and start working out? Are you going to fight for better health so you can be strong enough to play with your children? Some people cannot even play with their children. They always send the children away because they do not have the energy levels to cope. Are you going to fight for better health this year? What are you going to fight for? Are you going to fight for a closer walk with God this year? Are you going to face the things that are taking you far away from God and deal conclusively with them? Are you going to fight for strong children this year? Are you going to be personally involved with discipling and training your children to ensure that they are strong? Are you going to give your children away to culture and allow the culture to destroy them? Or will they know that they have parents who are present and interested in their future? Are you going to fight for spiritual growth? Are you going to begin to take deliberate steps and set goals for spiritual growth? Are you going to fight to get out of debt? Are you going to fight to be debt-free this year? That is, if you are in any kind of debt, what are you going to fight for? Are you going to fight for your daily time with God? Are you going to fight for your career or your business? Or are you going to accept no one likes you in your organization or industry? Are you going to fight to be the best and the best gets promoted? Or are you going to just fold your hands and watch time pass? Are you going to fight for victory over fear? Are you going to fight for authenticity? What are you going to fight for? Let us pray. Father, by your grace, I fight for better health, a closer walk with you, strong children, financial freedom, to be the best, and for authenticity, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.